Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pearl, as if Thanksgiving isn't great enough, we get three amazing NFL games.
Oh, yeah.
As side dishes here for the feast.
I have trouble keeping the energy up for the third game. I'm definitely all in on the first two.
Oh, come on. Get in the mood. It's Joe Burrow. He's back on the field. I don't know why, but he wants to prove something to somebody.
It's not even the football. It's me. I get so tired. I mean, it's obviously a trip to Fed.
I go all in.
But I got to be honest. Like, Friday is also, I'm going to have to be in warrior mode for this one.
Oh, yeah. Your team's playing on Black Friday.
College.
Oh, and the college. Well, yeah.
So Friday, and even more so than Saturday, Friday is a real test of your endurance as a football fan. That's going to go on a long time.
Well, somehow we're all going to power through. Yeah, you got the big Egg Bowl is going to be happening on Friday. The Lane Kiffin decision, I'm assuming, will come probably leak out right after. I doubt this is going to remain a secret until Saturday. Also have Georgia Tech on Friday, which is a big one. Yeah. Texas A&M in Texas is also on Friday, which is massive. If Texas can pull an upset, and you have a multitude of other rivalries as well, but those are kind of the biggest ones.
Yeah, for me, I really want to see Texas A&M. First of all, A&M is a blast to watch, but Arch has looked great the last 3 weeks. Even in the loss to Georgia, looked pretty good. This is a real test. This is I think if Texas beats this team and gets left out, it's going to be fun to watch the drama. I mean, that's what we're all rooting for, is chaos.
No doubt. It's college football. And then Saturday is when you get sort of the main course, if you will, for college football, with Ohio State and Michigan kicking off at noon, as they always do. But more importantly, maybe not more importantly for the rankings, Miami going to Pittsburgh on Saturday also kicks off at noon. That's a huge one. If Miami's going to somehow keep their name relevant in the college football playoff, 12 teams.
Is there a lot of stuff going on?
Not to mention the Iron Bowl, Notre Dame, I can go on and on and on.
Yeah, but is there a more overrated team than the Pitt Panthers? I am sorry. They beat up on nobody to get this ranking. Nobody. Although last week they did win. But generally, though, I do not think they're good. I think Miami rolls them. Sorry, not to jinx you.
EJ, how do you feel?
Definitely just jinxed him, by the way.
Well, I mean, like, game day went there for the Notre Dame game, and that game, although the score wasn't that bad, that was boys and men playing each other.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I mean, I think Notre Dame is definitely feeling themselves a little bit, and I think Pitt was not ready for the moment. Pitt typically plays Miami pretty well, so I expect a competitive game. And you got the weather that Maggie keeps bringing up that is making me more and more nervous every time she brings it up. But hopefully a team that is predicated on physicality, playing in the trenches and defense, can travel to Pittsburgh for this huge game.
Yeah, but EJ, how many guys on this team have never felt 30 degrees before? And that's what it's going to be, a kickoff. I don't know. By the way, there's some interesting weather going on all over Saturday. So obviously Ohio State, Michigan is always freezing. It's going to be 30 degrees at kickoff at noon there. Then you've got It's going to be 36 degrees in West Virginia when Texas Tech goes to West Virginia. That's pretty cold. It's freezing there. It's going to be 38 degrees for BYU when they host UCF. We're looking at who else has got really cold
and those are
weather.
Just temperatures, right? Without taking into effect potential wind and stuff to
nothing
make it colder?
Like that. Yeah. So I think those are the only really freezing cold games, but pretty cold. All right, let's get to the NFL in 60. Here's the deal. 60 seconds or less, we take you through every game this holiday weekend. EJ, who's up?
It may not be the game of the century, but it is a big one happening in Detroit on Thanksgiving Thursday. Packers travel to Detroit to face on the Lions.
You know, I need a new favorite player. As you know, last year was Jahmyr Gibbs, but I feel like everyone's caught up on Jahmyr Gibbs right now. So I need somebody new. I'm scouting a player. He's in college, though. I think Love is going to be my new favorite player. But Gibbs is going to get a big showcase here, and he's going to need to be awesome. Because Green Bay's defense is legit, Maggie. I think Detroit's going to try and control the game on the ground. And if Detroit's offense stalls, everyone's going to be saying who's calling plays. This is such a great chess match to me. I think this is going to be not fireworks. I think it's going to be a very conservative game for both teams.
Interesting. I mean, this is massive for Detroit. They already dropped one in Green Bay earlier this year. And we've been asking ourselves this question all week. Are the Lions good? Hard to tell. They've alternated wins and losses over their last five games, and it took overtime for them to beat Manny's Giants, and they were trailing for most of that game. This could be a real statement win for the Lions. You know, I think even more so than the Packers. I think we know what the Packers are. They're a really good defense, and the offense shows up every once in a while. The Lions are supposed to be good on both sides of the ball, and we haven't seen that. So to could be the statement game from Detroit.
I still think that the Lions have to be a high-octane offense. I know you're right. With Aiden Hutchins,
they should
they are.
Be.
But I don't think they have any chance of getting that going this week.
All right, let's talk about the game that we've been debating all morning. Who needs it more? Chiefs travel to Dallas to face the Cowboys.
I'm sorry. I'm really interested in the mental part. Who can respond to the pressure here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Chiefs would probably get the benefit of the doubt there, right? Wouldn't they? The Chiefs have been able to respond basically whenever they've needed to. Now, this season has been very different. All these one-score games, they're losing generally, coming off an overtime win against the Colts, finally over 500. But the Chiefs have been a bad road team. 1-4 away from Arrowhead. And if you're asking me who needs it more, it's the Chiefs. To me, I still think the Cowboys as a playoff team is a real long shot. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are the dynasty of our era. For them to miss the playoffs would be unthinkable.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I like the Chiefs in a close one just because of everything we're saying. I just can't see Patrick Mahomes going down. It doesn't compute in my head. I know what you do. I mean, you're a Bills fan, Maggie. You know what I mean.
Joe Burrow is back in the lineup to play spoiler against the Ravens, who are holding on to first place barely in the AFC North. Ravens host the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, no receivers for Burrow. This could be a problem. I don't know what he's doing coming back. I saw his press conference, and he sure made a great case. He's like, I just can't sit here and watch my guys play football. But I just think with no T. Higgins, who had that brutal, brutal concussion last week, I feel like the Ravens are just going to kind of choke him. Sorry, that's not the right word. But they're going to try and slow the game down and control the game, and I think they succeed at home.
Okay, but Ja'Marr Chase is going to be back, right, off of the one-game suspension for the spitting incident. And, you know, listen, Lamar Jackson is also quietly, not so quietly, dealing with multitude of injuries. And what's the latest? Is the toe or foot, something like that, where he's already had some major stuff? Bengals defense, Pearl, even without Trey Hendrickson and some other pieces, quietly been getting a little bit better the last couple weeks. I see a Bengals upset here.
Ooh, it's a pretty big spread.
It's 7.
Like that. Let's go to Black Friday. Another 7-point spread. Surprising 7-point spread. Eagles at home trying to wipe off the stench of last week's Dallas Cowboys loss. They host the first place Chicago Bears.
I mean, Cowboys present a much bigger challenge to the Eagles than I think the Bears do, because the Bears' passing game is still inconsistent. Caleb Williams is super fun to watch because, A, he'll run around, and B, you do not know where the pass is going to go. He's going to have the best pass of the year, and then he'll follow it up with one of the worst passes of the year. This is a new test. For me, I'm an Eagles fan, really interested in the Bears. The Bears are 8-3, but their schedule gets impossible. I think they have arguably the hardest schedule left. I am really worried about a late-season implosion here.
Yeah, because how are they winning these games? It feels like smoke and mirrors. I think Caleb Williams is going to get sacked like 7 times in this game. You're going to have a really angry Philadelphia defense. I don't think they're going to be able to get anything going with the run game. Is it Kyle Manungai? I mean,
but they've had a run game this year. They've been surprisingly good with nobody.
All right, well, let's see this Bears front block, you know, the Eagles, a motivated Eagles defensive line. And it's going to be a low-scoring game. So if Caleb makes one mistake, it's probably going to cost them.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are going to roll here.
Isn't it funny? Neither of us expect anything out of the Eagles offense. We didn't even mention the Eagles offense.
The Eagles gave up on their offense. Not changing coordinators. Silly.
We will find out if it's perfect timing for one Shador Sanders to make his first ever start in Cleveland. They host the San Francisco 49ers
this
on Sunday.
This could be a dangerous game here for Brock Purdy, right? You got Myles Garrett going for the sack record. The Cleveland defense is legit. They're even better at home. And I think if Shador can just keep the offense on schedule, like keep the ball moving against this 49ers defense that, you know, is not as good as how they looked on Monday night, in my opinion. So to me, Browns are totally live in this game. I think 49ers ultimately win. I don't think I'd lay the 4.5, though. I'd probably take the points here with the Browns. But I think the Browns are live, but ultimately the 49ers escape with another W.
Well, I think the 49ers defense can look just as good against the Browns as they did against the Raiders because, again, even in the win, the Browns offense is very, very modest. I feel like Niners are coasting on this easy, easy schedule. Just like you said, Maggie, I expect a close game, but the Niners to come out on top.
Jaguars right now clinging to a wild card spot. This will certainly help right now as they face the Titans in Tennessee this weekend.
Duval. Well, right. Like you can't lose the Titans, right? Welcome to the 2025 Jacksonville Jaguars. This is going to be an interesting game because everything they play is an interesting game. They are such an odd set of targets for Trevor Lawrence in that offense. There's no consistency. Probably going to be, hopefully, the running backs for them. I just have no idea, Maggie, what to expect of this team. It could be 3 touchdowns, Trevor Lawrence, and 3 picks, like last week.
Yeah, probably, but they won that game.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how.
Which is crazy. They won it overtime. I think these are the kind of things where are they going to be the same old Jags that could go and lose this game after coming off of 2 big wins, or are they actually going to be a team that people are going to take anyway seriously as we head down to the stretch? You have to just blow out the Titans. Like, that's what you have to do. That's what good teams would do. I don't know if the Jags are a good team. They're kind of cosplaying as a good team, maybe, because they have 7 wins and they're in the playoffs in this AFC. If they are a good team, they will win this by 2 scores.
Big one in the AFC South as the Colts try to get over their own collapse last week against the Chiefs. They host the Texans coming to Indy.
So interested in this game. First of all, how do the Colts respond after losing that close one to Kansas City and realizing the opportunity that slipped between their fingers, which was essentially burying the Chiefs? Meanwhile, the Texans, how much confidence do they have right now coming off of the win over Buffalo? The defense is clearly the defensive line for sure, and maybe the defense as a whole clearly looks like the best in the NFL now that the Eagles may have taken a bit of a step back. This is incredibly interesting because if the Colts are going to lose out the AFC South, Pearl, and have to be fighting for a wild card, and the Texans make a big comeback, it starts with this game.
Yeah, what is he? What's the latest on CJ Stroud?
He's back.
He's back for sure.
The last I saw, he was back.
So this game is going to be so ugly. By the way, you say you're interested in it. This is going to, and the Texans want it that way. They want it to be a rock fight, and they're going to try and mess up everything the Colts want to do. I don't even want to pick this one because it's such a if you were going to pick one divisional game of the whole season, this has division written all over it. They know each other well. This could be really close, come down to a fluke play at the end.
I feel like I know where Jonathan Vilma's going this week. Dolphins hosting the Saints in Miami.
Oh,
sorry
EJ.
To my guy Jonathan Vilma. He's a Canes legend, but
are you
that was a shot.
Are you ignoring the Dolphins playoff run that everyone's talking about? You'd assume they can beat the Saints here. Then they go to 5-7. Then they get the Jets next week, 6-7. Then it's basically you're in the postseason.
Really? Just that easy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if they're the 6-7 Dolphins are to be feared. It is kind of interesting that they're playing a lot better. They could end up with 8 wins, and then do you fire Mike McDaniel? So this is a big game. They can't trip up at all because the coach's future hinges on it.
Sure. Who's next?
Okay, moving along. Another game that's probably going to be low in total poll. The New York Jets hosting the Falcons on Sunday.
I think the Jets are going to be kind of live in this game, Pearl. Something about the Jets is like, I didn't think that Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner were going to be an addition by subtraction kind of thing. Because, like, why would that ever be? They're really good players. But maybe the Jets they're a little more in these games, EJ. Do you see a little something more out of your Jets recently?
Definitely playing with some fight. Definitely playing without any quit. They just aren't good enough to actually win these games.
But,
which is good, probably.
Yeah, you'll still be in line with the good draft pick. And Pearl, Falcons coming outside, cold weather.
Yeah.
That offense still hasn't gotten going, and now the defense is a little leaky.
Yeah, it's a 2.5-point spread, but I think that comes down. Basically, a pick 'em. Yeah, I kind of feel bad. I want to see my guy Kirk get a couple W's here just for whatever reason. There's no reason to. I don't even know like what the Falcons are playing for at this point. I feel bad for that franchise. We talked earlier in the show about the Raiders not going anywhere. I don't know where the Falcons are going.
Baker Mayfield's status could be up in the air as he's dealing with a shoulder injury, and the Cardinals are coming down to face the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, this is such a big deal for the Bucks. You know that Baker's going to gut it out, right?
Yeah.
And it's the opposite shoulder, but he just didn't look comfortable last week. It feels like that team is taking on a lot of water right now. I think they fix it at home a little bit. They always find a way to win this division, but they're going to win it in like the most non-dangerous way possible.
Well, the Cardinals are a little like the new version of EJ's Jets. Like, are they in these games, but are they actually going to be capable of winning any of them? Like, all of them feel like one score, but the Cardinals have three wins to show for it, Pearl. If the Bucks can get past this game, and if Baker comes out of it without injury, then they get New Orleans and Atlanta and Carolina. Maybe start just stacking a couple more of these division wins, and they can put everyone in the rear view.
Panthers look to bounce back from their Monday night disappointing loss to the 49ers. They have another NFC West power coming to town. The Rams travel to Carolina.
The Rams might be able to name the number here. And I know Carolina is way better at home. You're going cross country. Maybe the Rams, you know, played as good as you could possibly play last week. I don't know. But this should be easy pickings for them. And I think you're going to start to hear a little Dave Canales rumblings. I don't think people in Carolina are very happy with him. I think they feel like the offense should be at least a bit more consistent at this point in his and Bryce Young's partnership.
I mean, he's got Bryce Young at 6-6. He should be coach of the year, but I hear what you're saying. That franchise feels lost. Rico Dowdle, squeaky wheel this week. He gets a lot of car. I think Carolina's going to try to slow down that game, hopefully not put Bryce Young in danger against Jared Verse and that Rams pass rush. So I think, you know, 10.5 is a big number on this one. I'd watch out for Carolina at home to make that more interesting just by slowing everything down because there are so much less talent than the Rams.
The 4 o'clock window begins with a Sam Darnold revenge game. His former team, the Minnesota Vikings, travel to Seattle.
This is actually a bigger spread than even the Rams and the Carolina Panthers, although the Rams are on the road. Seahawks are at home, 11.5 points. And the Vikings have just been such a disappointment this year with J.J. McCarthy, who's out again. So, who's it? Max Bosmer?
Yeah.
Quincy Avery's favorite, our quarterback coach friend at University of Minnesota, always telling us about the former Gopher quarterback.
All right, well, maybe this begins the Max Bosmer era, but I doubt it because the Seahawks defense is legit, Pearl, and I think the frustration over how it appears the Vikings miscalculated the quarterback situation is really growing. I don't think it matters for Kevin O'Connell. He'll stay. But this just feels like a colossal screw-up from an organization who had Sam Darnold, had Daniel Jones. Aaron Rodgers wanted to be there. They rolled with McCarthy. You can understand why, but he is not ready for NFL football.
But that being said, and they still have the same problem, they got to find out about McCarthy. Like how many years do you give him? Do you give him next year? I think you do. But that does not feel good.
All right, let's go to Pittsburgh, where Aaron Rodgers is going to try to give it a go on that broken wrist. Maggie's Bills travel to Pittsburgh this weekend.
Hey.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine, guys. To be honest, I'm surprised that the Bills are favored by more than a field goal in this game. It's 3.5. Now, you should be able to pass on Pittsburgh, Pearl. That's the whole thing about their defense. Good up front, but maybe a little questionable on the back end. But that's what teams are trying to do to Buffalo, force them to be a passing offense, and that's where they feel like they can beat them, which is shocking when you have the MVP, but I understand. If they can't get James Cook going, it's not going to happen. And it could be a long day if Jalen Warren can, you know, like, you know, Arthur Smith wants to run the ball.
How about Ken Gainwell?
Yeah.
Get Jalen Warren.
Sure.
You know, so, right, I keep saying the universe wants Pittsburgh at 9-8. So they're 6-5 now. If they drop to 6-6, how are they going to get enough wins to get to 9 games? So that's the only reason I hesitate to pick your Bills, because I think that Mike Tomlin has to get 9 games. Like, if the NFL will, Goodell will tell the officials to help him. There's just no way that Mike Tomlin's not winning 9 games this year. And they're 6-5, so it is precarious. So I think they're a very dangerous team.
By the way, this could have major wild card implications. If you think that the Ravens are going to win the division and they're in first place right now, this game is huge.
Massive game over there for sure. Pete Carroll, after firing Chip Kelly, passing the 6-2 G. Greg Olsen, he will be the offensive coordinator when the Raiders travel to L.A. to take on the Chargers.
Man, the Chargers are going to stack up wins, and we are going to have no idea if they're good. Obviously, they have no excuse to not blow out this Raiders team. The way the Raiders have been playing on both sides of the ball, the Chargers should. They've been pass crazy this year, and you could do that against the Raiders. Is Hampton going to play? Is that the official word, I believe? So the Chargers need to get their run game back in order. I think Jim Harbaugh can't love the fact that they're such a pass-heavy team. This is a great week to really experiment and get things right at home, because the Raiders are completely non-threatening.
No, we've seen this game before, right? Max Crosby is going to get like 2 sacks maybe early in the game, and then they're going to make some adjustments, and it's going to be off to the races. The Chargers should be able to speed this thing up. And then the Chargers' defense should be able to get after Geno. I don't see how this is a game in the fourth quarter unless the Chargers just charger. Is there an earthquake going on?
Hampton did practice, by the way.
Feeling a little shaky.
That might have been an earthquake.
Might be dealing with an earthquake.
I think
still going on. Yeah. But it could be. There's a lot of construction in the building.
It's very shaky.
Is there an earthquake happening?
We have to check some seismic waves.
No, it's been going on for too long. All right, now it's stopped.
No, that stopped too abruptly. That wasn't an earthquake.
No.
I don't think so, yeah.
Okay, back to the NFL.
Back to the NFL in our final game, Sunday Night Football. Jaden Daniels, a long shot, but the Commanders will still have to take the field, unfortunately, to face the Denver Broncos at home.
I'm moving over here because I don't want one of these lights to fall on my head, and I don't want to spend Thanksgiving in the emergency room, or worse. Broncos, Commanders.
Just wait till the last 2 minutes, like an NBA game.
Don't tune in until the fourth quarter when Bo Nix wakes up from his coma. You know
Nix played pretty well against the Chiefs. Is there a chance that Bo Nix? That's really what we should watch. Can Bo Nix become good again? He was kind of like that last year where he kind of picked it up at the end of the year.
I think the other big thing here for the Broncos is just keeping your foot on the gas to get the number one overall seed in the AFC. Because while the Patriots were the first team to 10 wins, they lost their left tackle, who's going to be out for 4 games, and Will Campbell, and has suffered, I think Milton Williams also has an injury too, Pearl, if I'm not mistaken. So Patriots might be hitting a stretch where they're a little banged up, even though their schedule is really easy. Broncos can't afford to drop a silly game, because if the playoffs go through Denver, that is a huge advantage for Sean Payton. So I think they have everything in the world to play for and cannot afford a slip-up game.
Yeah, I don't see either team coming out of the AFC.
Broncos or Pats? I'm saying who gets the home field advantage, though.
Yeah,
that's very much alive.
It is a big deal, but even so, it feels like when Mike Vrabel was getting the number one seed at Tennessee, it is. We'll quickly forget that once they get to the postseason.
Is a light going to fall on my head?
Well, I see complaints about an earthquake on Twitter, but it's in San Jose, so I don't think that has anything
pretty
to do with
close.
Us.
Yeah.
Right down the street.
I think in New York City, that has anything to do with us.
All right. This is a new world where we worry about earthquakes in New York.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
Mm.
Why is that?
Ramapo fault, man. Jersey Ramapo fault.
I don't know.
Wow.
It was never a thing.
Yeah, there's a fault line.
Can you say Ramapo fault, whatever, 3 Ramapo times in a row?
Fault.
He said that 3 times in a row.
And we'll get to the Giants-Patriots Monday a little bit later on in the show. So there's your NFL in 60. Coming up next, is it possible that one college team has figured out the secret formula? We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Maggie and Berloff. Manny in the hallway between breaks was checking with our resident seismologist. What you heard in the last segment was apparently not an earthquake. I repeat, not an earthquake, just construction. Was that person a real seismologist, Manny?
Paulie Rosenberg? No. definitely not.
Paulie just really loves weather. Okay. He's kind of like Nick Saban. He's always got the Weather Channel on. Yeah, we're a little concerned. Things are shaking around here. We're not really sure about the craftsmanship of this studio in terms of, are the lights really in there, like bolted in? Because if one of these lights fell on our heads, we'd be viral. We might be dead.
Not viral in a way you want to be.
No.
There are a lot of lights in here. I never even actually spent that much time looking up here.
Yeah, it takes a lot to make these faces look good. So here's some early returns on our classic Thanksgiving Eve great debate. Thought about going outside the box. My suggestion was a little too spicy for EJ and Perloff. So we went with greatest Thanksgiving side dish and stuffing. Peter Schwartz, you are in a solid lead, sir. I don't even know if you'll be caught. And EJ, your macaroni and cheese is getting a lot of disrespect right now.
This is insane. I don't know what is going on. How dare these people?
Listen, I'll agree with you. Macaroni and cheese is an A++. I just don't know if everyone has it on Thanksgiving.
Any person who has some melanin has macaroni and cheese in their thing. I hate to say that.
I didn't want to bring it up.
I didn't want to bring it up either. But you know what? I don't know. That's not true. Like, we have macaroni and cheese.
I'm saying people who don't definitely also could have mac and cheese. Yeah. I'm saying the Venn diagram of black folks that have mac and cheese is not a Venn diagram. It's a circle.
Right.
They all have macaroni and cheese.
And that's not geographic.
No, it's not geographic. No. It's not all folks from the South or from the West Coast or from the Midwest. It's just everywhere.
Yep. And the people who are not voting for mac and cheese enjoy a Kraft mac and cheese straight from the box. They haven't had the breadcrumbs and it actually baked, a homemade baked macaroni and cheese.
Well, I think everybody loves mac and cheese, but it's not healthy. So you wouldn't eat it normally.
It's Thanksgiving, man.
Mashed potatoes isn't healthy.
Yeah, no, not the way I make
Oh,
them.
No, I totally disagree.
Buffalo mac and cheese.
What? Potatoes are a natural food. There's been no processing to a potato.
I love potatoes.
But there's butter and all that other crap in it.
Butter's not really a processed food either. It's sort of just churned. I think mac and cheese, you are anything. That's my new
mac
diet
and cheese
kick. Anything that's
processed.
Natural is fine.
Are you churning your own butter?
yeah, but
where, in your balcony?
But I mean, anything that is not processed is good.
Yes,
and
you're saying
you could argue mashed potatoes can be done well.
Like nothing out of a box or a bag. That's generally
butter is technically out of a box, so that I guess.
But I guess you can do organic butter, but you can do organic cheese too.
Yep.
But it's really the pasta that's going to get you. the processed pasta. So yeah, no, I have a friend who's vegan who convinced me that potato is basically a health food. Mm. He's the same, and I tried to convince him that a Reese's peanut butter cup is basically a protein
bar. It is.
Yeah.
Although, bro, before we glossed over this, you said that mashed potato is the best way to prepare a potato, even more than a French fry.
No, that's
a strong disagree.
My kids love mashed potatoes.
Fine. But yeah, if we're just talking about what's a better use of a potato, mashed potatoes or French fries, like that poll is going to be a slaughter.
How awesome are potatoes that they are just so versatile? Mashed potatoes.
Big hash brown guy, too.
Hash brown.
Roasted potatoes.
Roasted.
Is this like baked potato? Forrest Gump? What are you guys doing? Yes, lots of ways to.
Potato latkes.
Yeah.
Oh, latkes are amazing.
Potatoes are elite.
All right, you done?
The Irish really knew what they were doing when they grew up.
By the way, all those ways you just said, super healthy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Bubba Gump breaking down potatoes.
That's what I was saying.
Tater tots.
Shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp scampi. Is there
potato
more?
Potato salad.
You know what's really good for you? Sweet potatoes.
That's my pick.
See, I don't like that.
Well, if you put marshmallows on them, so that part is not healthy. But generally, you get a huge kick up when you go from potato to sweet potato because of all the antioxidants and the nutrients. But I don't like them.
But
I'm not a sweet
potato
guy.
But isn't this the one day of the year when you don't have to think about preparing healthy food?
Correct.
Or tomorrow.
Definitely. I am not. I personally, I don't love sweet potatoes. I'll be honest about that.
That's a prefer, you problem.
Yeah. You got to go to. I went to Q, which I went to with Zach Gelb a couple years ago. This weekend for the celebrated anniversary, they do a Japanese sweet potato that I think would change your world, Perloff. It is.
Yeah. That's,
for
that's
what anniversary?
I mean, Andrea's anniversary.
Oh, for your
personal. This wasn't a Zach Gelb anniversary. No, the same place.
The anniversary of you and Zach becoming friends?
Zach Gelb knows how lit this place is, Q. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that I couldn't go to on a Saturday
at
the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah, you Vegas, missed that. Right? Oh, man, yeah. It's me and Andrea's one of our favorite restaurants. And they do a Japanese sweet potato. It's heaven.
I'll tell you what. Somehow Zach Gelb gets into every restaurant in New York City. He must be on a list.
Vegas.
Right. No, but even in New York.
Right, in New York, though, too, he also gets into every restaurant.
Wow.
I keep seeing his Instagram stories, and I'm like, whoa.
I'm like, are you a food influencer now / radio host?
I think he is.
And how can I get in that?
He's been trying to get me to drive, schlep hours to New Jersey somewhere for a hot dog at this place that I'd never heard of before.
Yeah, you should trust him.
You think so?
Definitely. Zach Gelb, he knows food.
Come up to Westchester for some Walter's hot dogs. Delicious.
Mm. You know it's a hot dog hotbed?
Mm.
Connecticut. Where all those pizza places are, now there's new hot dog places everywhere.
By the way.
I know that from working for the DP show in upstate Connecticut. Right. Everywhere.
Horrible advertising, false advertising by the Welcome to Connecticut sign when they say best pizza in the world.
Yeah, they do have that on 95.
I saw definitely
on 95.
True.
It's not true. It's 100% false.
It's blown way past New York City. I don't even think it's a competition anymore.
It's all right, because New York, Long Island, New Jersey has much better pizza.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you guys. The best pizza I ever had was in Crested Butte, Colorado. So they make it really well all over this great nation. Peter, you got headlines for us.
Super high.
No, just high on elevation that day.
We are sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. No change in the top five to the college football playoff rankings. It's Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Texas Tech. Oregon is up to 6, Ole Miss down to 7, and 8, 9, and 10. Still Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Alabama. Oklahoma State has named Eric Morris their new head coach. He led North Texas to a 10-1 record this season. From the NFL, the Bills signed veteran wide receiver Brandon Cooks, who was waived by the Saints Saturday. Now to the NBA, and Laker fans getting excited about this NBA Cup thing.
Here come the Lakers with the ball and a 6-point lead. LeBron has it up the left side. Thinks about a three. Now LeBron attacks the rim. Got there. 10-foot bank shot. Good.
That was John Ireland on Lakers Radio. Lakers win their 5th in a row. They beat the Clippers 135-118. They clinched their group in NBA Cup play. You think Laker fans are chanting, "We want the cup" at these games?
They've already won it.
I know they've won it, but they'd like to win it again. I want to add another banner to that massive row of banners up there in whatever they call the Staples Center now.
New Lakers dynasty brewing.
Crypto.com arena, by the way.
I still can't get past
I call it the Crypt.
The Crypt.
I mean, that NBA Cup is about as real as crypto. No, I don't know. I don't know much about crypto. I know some people are making money off it. The president, other people. I know I'm not.
Luka Doncic, 43 points, 13 assists. 9 rebounds. He said, watch out for the Lakers.
Very dangerous, you know, but we got to go game by game. We still have a lot of improvement left, so we got to go game by game and look at the things we can improve.
LeBron James adding 25 points. Now to Orlando.
Jones is going to have to go. Tyus into the lane. A wide open layup. It's up and good. What a way to end the third quarter. 121-83.
That was Jake Chapman on Magic Radio. The Magic roll over the Sixers. 144-103. Anthony Black, a career-high 31 points. And Orlando improves to 3-0 in NBA Cup play. Also in the NBA last night, the Wizards beat the Hawks 132-113 as C.J. McCollum with 43 points, including 10 three-pointers. I don't think either team is going to win the NBA Cup. They are 1-2 in cup play, so I don't think we're going to be talking about either one of those to raise a banner. Now to college basketball and an upset in Vegas yesterday.
Uzan into Flemings. Flemings at the into the front court in a hurry. Flemings a pull-up, left wing three. Hits! Flemings hit it. 5.3 to go, 74-73.
That was the call on Tennessee Radio. The 17th-ranked Vols upsetting number 3 Houston, 76-73. Jacoby Gillespie with 22 points. Also yesterday, you had number 7 Michigan over number 21 Auburn, 102-72. Number 18 UCLA knocked off by California, 80-72. Now to hockey, with just one game in the NHL last night.
Poked along and the Stars are in. It's Bastion on the right side. Shot! He scores!
Wow.
Season.
Josh Bograt, the call on Stars Radio. The Stars with those fancy third jerseys over the Oilers, 8-3. Nathan Bastian with a couple of goals. Jamie Benn, his 400th career goal. And the Stars are red hot. They are 7-1-1 in their last 9 games.
Wow.
You know where their only loss was?
Vancouver.
No, the Islanders.
Yes, we know. And you're wearing the Islanders t-shirt right now if you're watching us on our stream.
Yeah. And that's it.
Can we have not talked about the Players Era tournament.
Yes. Mm.
I understand there's some controversy around it. They're giving $1 million NIL money to the winner.
Yeah, for the college basketball.
Yeah. How exactly is that consistent with rev share? Please explain that one to me.
Oh, you mean the $20.5 million?
That's the controversy you're talking about?
Well, it's not. It's a side controversy about it, but
is it NIL?
Yeah, but it's that NIL now in the new world has to go through the CSC. It has to be legit marketing. You can't just give $1 million to the winner. There's no marketing reason.
I hate to be ignorant on this, but why do I feel like was there not like a lawsuit that put like a stay on that ruling? I feel like that happened, and we kind of just glossed over it. But I don't know. Maybe you have to go through
the clearinghouse, no?
Yeah.
All the name, image, and likeness opportunities, don't they have to go through an official clearinghouse?
Because President Trump signed that executive order. I thought, didn't that like actually kind of like
freeze it?
That's no, they still have to go through the CSC. I think that you still have to do that. And by the way, it's like a new college basketball season. Anyway, the Players' Era said we will make them all do some kind of marketing deal, but come on.
controversy I've seen with the Players' Era is that the tournament sucks. Like, the atmosphere is
because no one
horrendous.
Stays for other teams' games, right? There's only, like, half crowds.
It's like, I was watching Gonzaga last night, and literally less than 2 minutes into the game, Andrea says, why is the arena so empty? I'm like, see, this is a problem. Like, even someone who doesn't even watch sports is like sees me watching a sporting event, and she's like, this looks weird. These are, by the way, awesome matchups and awesome games happening. Like, all these teams want to get in there because they all want to get this money that's at the end of this. But, like, you lose the character of the Maui Invitational and the tournaments at the Garden where those crowds were much better.
Well, maybe it's just like the 1.0, 2.0 version, right? Like, maybe you just need a chance to build. I'm sure the first Maui Invitational wasn't what it is now. Or the first tournament they did in Atlantis or whatever, all those other ones. Like, you got to let it build a little bit.
I saw Seth Davis, our buddy, said that the problem is nobody's staying for the teams that they're not there to see. I don't know why that is, unlike other tournaments.
I think this is Vegas, right?
Yeah, that's what happens. Like, the fan bases are traveling to Vegas. If you're in Maui or Alaska, then everyone is there to see you. I don't know. There's something structurally wrong with the way the fan bases are coming in for this, and then they go to a show. They're like, why would you stay for another game? I don't know.
But those arenas also were much smaller. I've watched Maui Invitational yesterday too. Like, that gym is, I mean, it's a D2 gym, literally. Like, Chaminade plays there.
It's so, like a high school gym.
Right. Almost. So, like, you got these college teams playing neutral site games, like a million of them in one day. in a basically an NBA size arena. It doesn't work. I mean, you could. It sounds like a practice. Like you hear guys in the crowd. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Maybe that I think that this has a future. Like I think this is going to be in our lives for a while. They just need some tweaks.
Definitely.
It feels like they're getting the good teams. They have the great prize money. So now they just need a few atmospheric ads.
But I mean, it's a really tough time of year to compete because they're going up against the in-season tournament.
That's what I'm saying, man. They really have to. They really have to make.
How
some
did they
adjustments.
Not think about that?
For real.
We did get a legendary moment in fan interaction history during this tournament.
What happened?
Well, one of the Gonzaga guys hit a three, and somebody's uncle or grandpa just two finger guns. Pistol salute.
Finger guns.
Pew, no, not pew, just pew? Not like pew pew. Just stick them up real fast. I don't know how the camera knew this guy was going to do this, but it is it's one of the funniest gifs I've seen.
Can you
a fan
put it on
have.
Megan Perloff yes. on X?
And okay. now the Gonzaga players are now using that on the bench now when Venters hits a three.
It was very, very humorous.
All right.
Stick them up.
More of a visual.
Yes.
So we'll get that over to Megan Perl on X. Peter, thanks so much. Great job.
Gotta Happy take Thanksgiving, everybody.
Same to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Schwartz.
And your choice of best Thanksgiving side dish of stuffing is in the lead, so you've made your mark today, Peter. Okay, coming back, got a huge question to answer before Thanksgiving arrives.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This Thursday Night Football preview is sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood. Square. All right, bro, we got three Thursday games. Which one suits your fancy?
I think the Packers-Lions game is going to be surprisingly boring because I think the Packers have been boring in the sense that they want to slow down the game. They never let Jordan Love do his thing. So I'm going to say the game of the day will be Chiefs-Cowboys. And then I'm a little worried about this Bengals-Ravens game. I feel like, first of all, I'm a little worried about Joe Burrow's health. Why is he out there? We haven't really had time to dive into that one. And I'm a little worried about Lamar Jackson's health. Is he Lamar Jackson? So I'm going to say the game of the day for me is the 431.
Yeah, Chiefs-Cowboys certainly is going to get the most eyeballs. But, you know, the Chiefs, this feels really important, really important.
Sure.
You know, you cannot have a season where Patrick Mahomes, knock on wood, fully healthy, Travis Kelce, knock on wood, healthy, maybe in his final season, most likely in his final season. And this is the swan song, is them missing the playoffs? That just does not compute in my brain. Meanwhile, Cowboys are still building something. You know, offense looks great, obviously. George Pickens has fit in seamlessly, but the defense is still a work in progress. It's looked a lot better since they got Quinn Williams and Logan Wilson and got some guys back who were hurt. But it's still a work in progress for me. So I'm not going to really start expecting much from the Cowboys probably until next season.
Yeah, I mean, do you have a plan on how they're going to pay George Pickens?
I think they're going to franchise tag him, and it's probably going to tick him off, and it's going to be a story. But ultimately, I think he will play on the tag.
I hope not.
That's my prediction. Maybe we can fast forward.
I think they kick the can down and figure out a way to fit him, because I don't think George Pickens on a franchise tag sounds like a good time for anybody. I think they'll pay it forward, as you will, and they'll kind of sacrifice their cap in 4 years, because let's face it, not to be morbid, what do they care about 4 years from now? They got to go all in. I do think they still have a shot. If they can win this game at home, you said earlier the stat with the Chiefs on the road, they're not good on the road. If the Cowboys win this, they're 6-5-1. Why would you not think they have a great shot at the playoffs with that? Winning record in December would be very, very surprising for these Cowboys.
I think that the Lions-Packers game is going to be a fight. I mean, the Lions have to split at least. You know, they lost that game up in Lambeau. They've got to split. The Lions are alternating wins and losses. This is not the number one overall seed in the NFC that we saw last year. So curious to see how they come out. Let's go to Big Friendly, who's our pal in California. Friendly, what's interesting or different that's on your Thanksgiving menu?
Actually, you know what? I'm not a macaroni person, but whenever my brother or daughter make macaroni, there could be some fights over the last sharing of that. So that's one, but I'm a cranberry sauce man with the actual cranberries in it. I like the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but real quick, Schwartzy, he should take Zachary up on that hot dog stand in New Jersey, because they steam their hot dogs and beer. They make their own condiment topping. And it's somewhere I'm going to stop on my way to Maine. So he should take him up. But Magsy Malone and Daddy Cool, why do they hold us hostage every Thanksgiving with these games no one cares about?
What? These games are good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wait, is this just because your Rams aren't playing against the Carolina Panthers? Friendly, that game is going to be over.
Magsy, I'm not even worried about that, but there's other games. It's kind of like the Monday night game they forced us to watch, the Cowboys and Raiders. I think we should get that flexing thing a little bit more. Now, the Detroit Lions and Packers game, I'm interested in that. I hate to admit it, I'm interested in the Cowboys and the Kansas City game.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Bengals-Ravens.
Okay, now, I think the only reason why Joe Burrow is playing is that coach is trying to save his job. He should not be playing.
Yeah.
They're mathematically out. All you can do is injure this kid. What is the – can you explain to me, like a three-year-old, why he's playing?
It's Burrow. According to Burrow, he's the one who says he feels good enough. Friendly, hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and your fam, Big Friendly, and appreciate you so much. And want to get a little more detail on Big Friendly. Did he say he's driving to Maine?
Yeah, I think we blew by it. He said it as if we already knew he was driving to Maine.
Well, maybe he could stop by the studio.
It's a far drive.
From California to Maine, that's a true cross country. Anyway, we'll get back to that. I think Joe Burrow, it's like a pain tolerance thing at this point with the turf toe, right? Because he had surgery. I am with Friendly on this one. Why he's playing, I don't know, bro.
My only counter argument is it's just a little baby turf toe. It's not like he has a ACL or something.
Joe Burrow was asked about his memories of Thanksgiving, and let's hear it.
Back in the day, it was Lions and somebody. You go watch Matthew Stafford throw for 300, 400 some yards with Calvin Johnson and probably lose the game, but it was fun to watch. You know, those are memories that you have, and so I kind of always wanted to be the person out there.
I love it. Everyone's back in the day is so different. When I think back in the day, I don't think Stafford to Megatron.
Yeah,
and lose. That's the kicker right
my
there.
My back in the day is like...
That's my back in the day.
Like Troy Aikman.
Losing is the most important part in that story. They always lost.
They did always lose.
I would pay. That's a guy, Calvin Johnson. I'd pay the price of a ticket to watch. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. Do you see also Joe Burrow was wearing a headband to keep his sort of locks back? He's got a hair thing going on. Wonder if that plays a big role on Thursday night.
We'll all find out together. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Grateful to the audience, to you guys who become part of our family. Grateful for EJ Stewart, Manny Rodriguez. Thank you to Peter Schwartz today. Andrew Kaplan is working on his day off. And of course, to all of you, happy holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.